But as long as there's something good to watch on TV, we're going to let that slide happen. They want to keep us numb. People in my country care more about who the next American Idol is than about who the next president is. And it wasn't by accident, it was designed that way. Your prime minister wants to copy everything that is corrupt about my country. And like I said in Ottawa the other night, I can understand why he's copying George Bush, because George Bush is so popular here in Canada. So, and we saw how well that worked for Berlusconi and the government in Spain when they when they climbed in bed with George Bush. The people of those countries rose up and said, no, we do not support George Bush and his war of terror against the world. People always ask me, how would you fight the war on terror? And I say, well, I wouldn't fight it with a war of terror. You know, killing never solves anything. Killing only begets more killing. Violence only begets more violence. And what about if we look at the root causes of terrorism? Instead of saying that we can kill every terrorist, because that's not possible. Because every single one we kill breeds more. More and more and more. One falls down, 10 stand up and say, me and my generations are sworn enemies of the United States of America and the people who support the United States of America in their crimes against humanity. And we as citizens of both countries need to stand up and loudly repudiate our government's involvement in this killing, because we found out in World War II and subsequently, that if we don't, we can also be accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity. And I want to tell you, I'm going to stand up here and say, I am not a war criminal. And I do not support anything that my government is doing. And I do not support your government's support of my government. And you need to also... to build coalitions among yourselves, to force your government to build the coalitions that will kick out the government that does not represent you. This is one thing that we learned at Camp Casey after 5 years of a virtual dictatorship. Camp Casey is the name of the camp we set up in front of George Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. It was named Camp Casey by some Iraq veterans against the war who marched with me the first day. They named it to honor my son. And we learned something after 5 years of a virtual dictatorship. Because in America, we have a one-party rule. We don't have an opposition party at all. And the Democrats are good for some things like social issues, but when it comes to war, the same people pull their strings that pull the Republican strings. And I just call them the one party, the war party. But what we learned at Camp Casey is that something we forgot, and something that the Canadians need to remember too, you Canadians, is that we, the people, are the ones that have the power. We, the people, are the ones that pull the strings. And if our governments don't represent us, then we fire our government. Governments can only govern with the consent of the governed. And it's time to withdraw your consent for this government that supports George Bush in his killing. Our leaders are committing murder. And Somebody said they can't be terrorists because they've been elected. Well, I'm going to say one thing. George Bush has never been elected in my country. And your government, Pat, doesn't even have a majority. So how can they destroy the world so completely? We need to all stand up as people join together, not as Americans and Canadians, but as members of the human race. We just have one line that separates us. And it was a line drawn by an old white guy that's been dead for a long time. And we have to realize that those are artificial lines drawn on a map. They're not even drawn on, like, the country. I fly over the country all the time. I don't see any lines there. I fly between countries. I don't see any lines there. Why do we give our government our government's permission to kill people who are on the other side of the line? They're our brothers and sisters. We're brothers and sisters first, and Americans and Canadians second. We're brothers and sisters first, and Iraqis and Afghanis second. And when we finally realize that, we're going to stop giving our leaders permission to kill our brothers and sisters. Because it doesn't matter what religion you call yourself, or what color you are, or what language you speak. When I was up in Ottawa, there were people that spoke some foreign language that I didn't even understand. But they're still my brothers and sisters. There's people who look different from me, but they're still my brother or my sister. And you're all my brothers and sisters. And if you cut me off in traffic, I don't have permission to kill you. If it's not okay for us to kill each other, it's not okay for our leaders to kill each other. It would be okay with me if they all got in some steel cage match and fought each other. But they don't. They send our young people off to fight, die, and kill innocent people in their battles to solve problems. And you know what? The problems in Iraq and Afghanistan are imaginary. They fought up these problems. They made them up out of whole cloth. And we know they lied, and we know they knew they were lying when they lied. They are liars. They're killers. They need to be stopped, and state-sanctioned killing in any form is wrong. My country still assassinates people who have committed crimes. That's wrong. So we need to finally realize this is the 21st freaking century. And we have to realize that killing to solve problems is barbaric. And when are we going to hold... When are we going to hold our leaders to the same standards that we hold ourselves? Because most of us are not murderers. You know, 99.9% of the world population, we have good hearts, we're good people, and why don't we hold our leaders accountable for this? I want to thank this community for being so welcoming to my new sons, who have come here seeking refuge and asylum. I would ask you to pressure your country to welcome them also. I guess they're getting a lot of pressure now. They're saying things like, well, we're not going to let an American woman dictate our policy. No. Why do they let Condoleezza Rice? She's an American woman. But they're right. They're right. I wish that my son had come up here and that he was sitting here instead of in his grave. But the people who say they're not going to let an American woman dictate the policy, your government leaders, they're right. But you know what? You should dictate the policy. And thank you so much for being here.